From the heart of my apartment in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, adjacent, this is another edition of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I am your host today, the five-star man, Asa Gray, and another solo show for you this week. And this one's weird, because this is the Wednesday before WrestleMania. And usually there's like an electricity in the air. Usually there's a special feeling that you get with WrestleMania every year. And this year it's so weird because this is a absolutely historic WrestleMania that we have this year in 2020. This is the first WrestleMania that is spread across two nights. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday. This is also the first WrestleMania that's going to be entirely performed without a live audience. There's not going to be the roar of the crowd. I've been fortunate enough to be to go to two different WrestleManias, and the feeling in the air is electric. It's crazy how it feels, just the energy of that many people excited, sharing a passion for pro wrestling. And it's insane. And if you ever get the opportunity, definitely take it. And hopefully, you know, next year, not even next year, whatever the first company to run a wrestling show after this pandemic, all of this awfulness is over and past, like for the next year, people are just going to be so invested and re-energized because it's been taken from them. You know, you really kind of realize the things that you took for granted. Because, yeah, I could go. You know, I have options. I could go see this. I could go see the show. But now that, you know, that entire option has been totally taken away from us. So I'm really, really looking forward to see what happens when things return back to normal. You know, as normal as they'll be after everything that's going on. But I am going to go over the WrestleMania card as advertised. And I say as advertised because things are going to be different. That's really, really weird. But there's really just this is not a big news week at all. So this is going to be these one man shows that I've been putting on. They've been shorter than normal, I know, but this one's going to be especially short because all of the news has been coming out of, you know, WrestleMania. Independent shows aren't running anymore. We've got the Mania news that's going on, and that's really about it. So, to jump into things first off, the first story that I'm genuinely kind of excited to see is that AEW has announced a new championship. It's going to be the TNT Championship, and they're doing a tournament to decide it, which I think is a good way to kind of fill some TV time because you do have those obligations, and they're not as lucky as WrestleMania as WWE in having just years and years and years and decades upon decades of backlog that you can air to fill time like they've been doing on Raw and SmackDown, showing previous WrestleMania and Royal Rumble matches. A lot of people are knocking the TNT Championship because, you know, it's the named after the... They're making the joke that it's named after the network that AEW appears on. But I think it's more of a, you know, it's more of a nod to the fact that the show itself is called AEW Dynamite, which, yes, of course, is a nod to the network that is on TNT. So we're all just in a big circle at this point. I don't hate the name. I do think I get why people are think it's a little goofy that it's named after the TV show or the TV channel that it's on. But at the same time, like, everything in wrestling is goofy. This isn't the particular hill that I'm willing to die on over that argument. But I'm excited to see what they do to it. Their roster, I do think, warrants having the secondary title. My brain completely went off there, and I'm excited to see who comes out of this. So I think that's really, really cool. That could be definitely worth checking out. AEW has been doing a really great job, I think, in these empty arena shows. They've been using the environment well, you know, having wrestlers in the audience kind of, you see, I believe it was Sean Spears, like, placing bets, MJF just on the phone talking trash to whoever it is that he's talking to. It's a fun environment, and definitely, I don't know, it's definitely not sustainable, you know, forever. They couldn't run a show like this full time. But for what they're doing now, I think it's working, and I'm enjoying it. The other piece of news that came out is that Teddy Hart was arrested, and there's not a whole lot to say on that. If you've listened to the show, you know kind of our opinions on Teddy Hart and just his track record of behavior, I would say. So that's not incredibly surprising, but you definitely feel for everybody involved in this situation. So, but you know, it is a news story, so we want to talk about it, at least get it out there eventually. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, I don't know. It's a super unfortunate situation. I'm personally not very up on it. I don't know all the details, so I don't want to get into it too much, because it's just kind of one of those things, like, you know, John Jones got arrested again for a DWI, and he's getting a super slap on the wrist, and it's a bummer to see. And at a certain point, with everything that's going on and the entire world's on fire right now, it's just not something I really wanted to focus on. So if you were coming to hear, you know, information on that story, I apologize, but, you know, that's the fact. He was arrested, and he, I believe he's facing up to, I think it's 4 years, 5 years of imprisonment, of jail time. So, but, you know, I'll kind of keep an eye on it, and we'll see where it goes, see where things go. And then that is literally the news of the week. That's not directly pertaining to WrestleMania. So I'm going to do a preview of WrestleMania. I'm going to go over some of the potential changes. I'm going to try to leave it as spoiler-free as possible, but some of these I feel they weren't having things spoiled, because if you're going in expecting one thing, and WWE, who has already taped WrestleMania, like, that's something also, is this is not a live WrestleMania. They taped this. They know what matches are happening, but they're still falsely advertising matches that are not going to be there, but they're telling people that they will be. And I just think that's shady. But before I get to that, I do want to point out one thing. I mentioned last week that the Wrestling Retribution Project was aired, all of the raw footage was put up on YouTube. I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen a handful of I think there's a total of maybe 12 or 13 episodes, and I've seen maybe 5 or 6 of them. And if you were watching it now, and this had come out in 2020, I think there would be a lot of knocks against it. It looks like your run-of-the-mill independent wrestling show, and you know, that you could order off of Fight TV or any of those other streaming platforms. So you have to look at it in the lens of it being 2011. This took place 9 years ago. And for them to kind of get these, this was kind of revolutionary a little bit. So if you can put yourself in that spot, it's a little bit easier to watch. Otherwise, it's not fantastic. A lot of the matches are pretty short. They have a whole roster of jobbers, which is kind of fun. The production value shake, you know, it kind of wavers from not only episode to episode, but match to match. And I get this is raw footage. Like, you know, this was going to be fully edited and stuff added onto it. But it varies wildly, because some wrestlers just do not have entrance music. They do full entrances, but they don't have music playing. Some wrestlers have music, but it's super, super quiet, and you can't even hear it in the background. Some of the matches have commentary with Jeff Katz and Nigel McGuinness, who Viv is his name on this. I don't remember entirely, but it's inconsistent. You know, sometimes there's commentary, sometimes there's not. The performers are all like, they're trying. You can tell that they care. This is something that they want to do. And with a little bit of love, like, I think this really could have been something wild to see if we would have gotten it back in 2011. But like I said, unfortunately, when I talked about it last week, it fell through. Nothing was seen until last week. So I would say check it out if you're curious. You can kind of get a feel for some of the characters. You can kind of see, it's crazy to see people like Joey Ryan, Kenny Omega, Carl Anderson, all those people I talked about last week, Timothy Thatcher, out being there and just as wholly different characters doing their own thing. And it's kind of wild, and it's neat to see something that, like I said, I mean, you could compare it to an independent show running today. So definitely go out of your way to see it. Like I said, if you go to the Wrestling Retribution Project Twitter, they link to the YouTube channel. I don't remember the name of the YouTube channel, and they have them all broken down episode by episode. There's not clean transitions. It's all videos and segments that you would think, you know, there might be fade-ins or actual transitions, but again, this is just, he just wanted to upload the raw footage. So still check that out. And if you do, let me know what you think, because I really want to talk about this with someone. Definitely a downside of doing this one-man show here is I lose that discussion aspect of it. So hopefully you guys can help pick up the slack there, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever you want to, Snapchat, I don't know. So, but yeah, we'll get that out of the way, because that wasn't for an audience of me, and I think Cody was curious about it. So that's about it. And now on to WrestleMania itself. Before we get to the card, actually, no, I'll run down the card, and then any of the changes that may have happened, we'll get in there. So again, WrestleMania is going to be two nights. It is going to be Saturday and Sunday this week. If you're listening to this when it comes out, April 4th, April 5th, it's going to be on the WWE Network. It's also going to be available for on pay-per-view. So that's worth noting there. And that's, it's so weird that this is, you know, this is going to be a pay-per-view event that's pre-recorded, no fans. This is wild. I am definitely morbidly curious about what the show is going to look like. And then, of course, yeah, we also know it's going to be from a variety of locations. It's not just going to be at the Performance Center. It could be anywhere. We know the AJ Styles Undertaker match is going to be a Boneyard match, which a lot of people are speculating that's going to be in like a graveyard. They just can't say that, I guess. So let's see. Scroll down. Okay. The matches that we have, and I'm just going to go in order of Wikipedia. The NXT Women's Championship will be defended as Rhea Ripley is the current champion, defends against the Women's Royal Rumble winner, Charlotte Flair. The WWE Championship is going to be defended as Brock Lesnar defends against Drew McIntyre, winner of the Men's Royal Rumble. And the training segment that Drew McIntyre had, I don't know if it was on Raw, if it was just posted on their YouTube page, I can't really remember, of him training in Scotland was pretty wild to see. And I thought that was kind of cool. The promo Paul Heyman cut on Raw this past week was really, really good. I will say that's one thing of other people have pointed this out, but like the promos with no crowd response on the one hand is super weird, but on the other hand, they're like focused and you're not getting distracted by constant what chants and things like that. So some of these people have really, really made it work for them. And it's almost inspiring to see how good it's been. The WWE Universal Championship is currently still being advertised as taking place as Goldberg defends against Roman Reigns. However, Roman Reigns himself on an Instagram post confirmed the rumors that came out that he was not going to be competing. And, you know, this makes a ton of sense. Roman Reigns recovering from leukemia, immune system is compromised. Sorry, I kept trying to say immunocompromised, but I couldn't separate those words out. He's immunocompromised. And so this is a really, really dangerous situation for him to be in. And I absolutely respect him for looking out what's best for him and removing himself from this match. There are a ton of stories going around about Goldberg. When Roman dropped out, Goldberg was going to drop out, but instead they ended up doing something else with him, and there still will be a match or a segment or something. We don't really know. But again, like, I get WWE is in a terrible situation, an unprecedented situation. How could you prepare for something like this? And I've kind of been more lax on them, the way they've been handling things with, you know, they're still trying to put on a show, but I think this is just blatant false advertising. They've already filmed it. They know for certain this match is not taking place. So for them to continue week after week, like even on Monday, WrestleMania had already been filmed by Monday. Why would you still advertise and air segments building up to this match? That doesn't make sense to me. You know, even if you have to recut the show since it was pre-taped, you can get away, you can, you know, refilm something in a pitch or do something like that, I would think. Again, I don't know, I don't do TV to that production. We just do CCW where we just kind of, you know, oh, so-and-so couldn't make it, okay, we'll do a brief interview and try to cover and we'll throw it onto the YouTube show when it goes up. So, I don't know, I think it feels shady, but maybe they were backed into a wall and they had no other option than to still run these shows as they've already been filmed, already been edited. The WWE Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch defends against Shayna Baszler. Let's see, I'm not going to do recaps for all of the matches just because it's going to be weird to see. And there are 16 matches. So, oh, I need to see what time each night starts, because that, you know, we always rag on WrestleMania going, you know, 8 hours and being just an absolute slog to get through by the end of the night. But now we have two nights potentially of 8 matches each, assuming every match, you know, actually either takes place as advertised or has a suitable or has an actual replacement. Let me see. Yeah, April 5th, all times are in Central. Okay, so it begins at 6 p.m. on April 4th and April 5th. So, okay. Yeah, that's going to be two long nights, but I guess it's better than starting at 4. I don't know. We'll get a brief nap in between shows and then come back recharged, I hope. They hope. So yeah, Becky Lynch defends against Shayna Baszler. There's going to be, as of SmackDown on Friday, John Cena versus The Fiend Bray Wyatt in a Firefly Funhouse match. I am actually super excited to see what that means, because Bray Wyatt is someone who has totally taken this character, completely made it his own. He has created a whole world around himself, and to see him hopefully be provided with, you know, the sandbox to put on a full match, I'm fascinated how this is going to turn out. Bayley is defending her WWE SmackDown Women's Championship in a fatal five-way elimination match against Lacey Evans, Naomi, Tamina, and Sasha Banks. This was originally a six-pack challenge featuring Dana Brooke, but we talked about it last week. Dana Brooke is in isolation, is in quarantine due to either being sick or, you know, having a fever. So it's a very, very scary situation. So now it is down to a fatal five-way, and it is an elimination match as well. So now Bayley actually does have to be pinned or submitted to lose the championship. The Boneyard match, AJ Styles against The Undertaker, and I'm calling my shot now. AJ Styles is going to bury, like, the dead man, like, the phenom Undertaker with the hat and the jacket, the zombie taker. As he's leaving the graveyard, he hears a motorcycle revving, and Big Evil rides up. And then that's going to be, like, the actual match where Undertaker wins. So, like, AJ beats The Undertaker, but then Undertaker beats him. It's convoluted. It's stupid. It's absolutely not going to happen, but I'm calling my shot. Let's see. Singles match Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. This is apparently another match that will not be taking place. Kevin Owens has reportedly removed himself from the card due to health concerns, you know, between traveling to get to where they were filming and being around all the people, because these productions, you know, are way more than 10 people, way more than what is recommended by the CDC and the World Health Organization. So this match may not happen. There's been a lot of conjecture. There's been a lot of speculation, and there's been a lot of false reports. So I'm not willing to say that yes, this, and I've avoided spoilers. I don't know exactly what matches are happening and what matches aren't happening. So this is just one that is potentially been affected. And I kind of just want to give you guys a potential heads up of, hey, you know, if you're really, really banking on this, you might need to alter your expectations, because this match would have been amazing. I've loved the build. I love the Monday Night Messiah stuff with Rollins. You know, him talking about him, he becomes a god under pressure. He becomes a god at WrestleMania. It's so fitting for his character. And it just, this is all clicking really, really well. The originally scheduled match was The Miz and John Morrison defending their SmackDown Tag Team Championships against Big E and Kofi Kingston of The New Day and against The Usos. This is another match that apparently has been altered. There's been a lot of rumors that Miz showed up sick somewhere. That really, really upset a lot of people, including the Usos, who pulled themselves from the match. The New Day may not be there. And this was also going to be a triple threat ladder match. This was a ladder match for the tag titles. I don't know what I've seen a couple reports of what is actually taking place. I'm not 100% sure if those are true or not, so I'm not even going to point them out. Maybe I'll talk about it next week of, like, you know, what the rumors were versus what we actually got. But this is another match that may not be happening, at least as advertised. Maybe we'll get more information on SmackDown, but as we've seen with the Roman Goldberg stuff, I don't think that's likely to happen. The Raw Tag Team Championships are going to see the Street Profits defend against Angel Garza and Austin Theory. Austin Theory, of course, replacing Andrade. There are multiple reports that Andrade is either injured. There are also reports that Andrade is quarantined. And, you know, there's just so much information, misinformation, contradicting information going on that I don't know what's going on. I wish I did. I wish I had a firm answer for you guys, but I don't. So, but the Raw Tag Team Champions are scheduled, and now we do have the team set of, instead of it being Andrade and Angel Garza, Austin Theory will be replacing Andrade in this match. A match that I feel like I've completely missed the entire buildup to, but Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley is scheduled for WrestleMania. And I feel like I have just missed everything, but I haven't seen a whole lot of these two guys working with each other. So I don't know. Maybe this is my blind spot in professional wrestling right now. We also have Elias versus King Corbin. Of course, SmackDown saw the segment of Corbin knocking Elias off of the top area of the stage down onto the mat next to the ringside. And it was kind of a cool spot. They clearly did, you know, the editing trick where he knocks him down and then it cuts and then it's, you know, Elias is laid out on the ground. But I've been entertained by this. It's weird that they had Jeff Hardy return, confront King Corbin, and it's not Jeff Hardy versus King Corbin at WrestleMania. You know, they were just using that to further the feud with Elias. But I'm a fan of Elias. I think he's good in the ring. I like watching him, so I'm not upset that he's getting a singles match at WrestleMania. And it's also kind of nice to see, even though I am a big fan of King Corbin, it is kind of nice to see him not be in, you know, a main event spot. Hopefully I didn't just lose like 5 seconds of audio because my computer totally went black there for a second. So if there's a big ol' skip, I apologize. Let's see. Edge versus Randy Orton in a last man standing match. This is another match that there's been reports that have since been debunked by Meltzer that Edge was no longer going to be appearing. But then Meltzer said that those rumors were actually false and that this match did take place. So again, we're just going to just have to wait and see. Edge and Randy Orton have been doing the work of their careers at this point, promo wise. The build to this match has been absolutely unbelievable. If you're a lapsed fan, if you don't know what's going on, I highly recommend you go out of your way to check out these promos between Edge and Randy Orton leading up to this WrestleMania match. From Royal Rumble on, it's been absolutely killer, and it has me so hyped for this match. The Intercontinental Championship is going to be defended as Sami Zayn defends his Intercontinental Championship. That's so great to say. I just love that sentence. Sami Zayn to defend his Intercontinental Championship against Daniel Bryan. Cesaro and Nakamura are supposed to be in Sami Zayn's corner. Daniel Bryan will have newfound rival turned, not protege, but training partner and friend Drew Gulak. I love this story. I love the idea that Bryan is using Gulak's knowledge to help improve himself. Zayn is just the smarmy, he won't touch me heel. I love this. I love this story. I love that they gave Sami Zayn a belt. And this is one of those matches that it's going to be weird seeing without a crowd. But, you know, if this was a regular WrestleMania, this I would absolutely think is going to be my match of the night. Or match of the weekend, I should say. But we'll see. A sentence that I didn't think I would ever say again, honestly. The WWE Women's Tag Team Championships will be defended as the Kabuki Warriors defend against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. I love all of the people in this match. I love them all as performers. Asuka and Kairi Sane having, you know, detoured away from the focus on the tag team championships as Asuka feuded with Becky Lynch for the longest time. I'm glad to see them come back to work as a team. And I will say, though, I'm a little disappointed because the teaming of Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross originally was super, super interesting because we saw heel Alexa kind of manipulating naive face Nikki Cross. And then they seemingly completely dropped it, and now they're just friends. And Alexa's just, you know, back to being a face. And so it's not as an interesting dynamic between those two, but I still like them as a team. And I think this match could be a lot of fun. The match that Alexa had with Asuka on SmackDown was actually a lot of fun with them, Nikki on commentary and Alexa, you know, mocking Asuka's dance. I thought that was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed that. And then the final match, I should have gone in reverse order because I did all the championships first, and now the last match for WrestleMania weekend, two nights of WrestleMania, unprecedented, is a singles match between Otis of Heavy Machinery going one-on-one against Dolph Ziggler, who will have Mandy Rose in his corner. Otis deserves the world. Otis is the perfect human. I love him very much. And it's kind of cool to see him actually get a story, which I honestly, truly did not think they were going to stick with. So, but it looks like, you know, this could potentially be the actual payoff. So I'm not sure. I'm not going to go into like predictions and stuff, like I said, because so much of this is up in the air. We don't really know what matches are going to be happening or where they're going to be happening. We don't even know what nights these matches are going to be on. I don't know if Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre is going to be on Saturday or is going to be on Sunday. As far as I know, WWE has not revealed that information yet. So I want to double check that real quick because it is it's Wednesday right now. It's Wednesday night as I'm recording this, and WrestleMania, and they may have made an announcement, but I don't think they have on what night WrestleMania. And I don't, yeah, because, yeah, 16 matches, 2 nights. And as of 9 hours ago, CBS Sports is stating that we don't know which night is which. So, or we don't know what matches are going to occur on what night. So that's crazy. We do also know that they have pre-recorded the night after WrestleMania as well as the SmackDown after. So all of the big fallout, any of the big storylines that we typically get will have already happened. Those have already happened. We won't see them. And I will talk about those next week, potentially with Shannon again. I'm not 100% sure. We haven't really talked about scheduling. Maybe Dalton. Who knows? We'll see. This PZ85 right now, PW, is kind of like WrestleMania. You'll see what we see, what happens. And we're just along for the ride. So because of coronavirus and because of the social distancing aspect, I am also going to point out that we're not doing our typical get together on WrestleMania night to watch. You know, we usually, the whole friends group gets together at the store and we hang out and we order pizza and we just have a good time and we watch wrestling. It's not a good idea to do that this year. So I know we're not doing that as a group. So instead, what I'm going to do, and this is going to come with complications because everybody's feed is a little bit different, but I think I'm going to do a Twitch watch along. So if you guys are on Twitch, I'm that's Twitter, which also at Twitter, I'm the 5-star man with the number 5. And I'm just going to have maybe a graphic up and be on screen. I can't obviously show what's going on at WrestleMania, but you know, if you want to come and hang out and talk about the matches, talk about how weird it is, what's going on, what matches you think are going to happen, come hang out. And I don't know if I'm going to do both nights. I probably will, just because what else are we going to do? And I like watching wrestling and getting to talk about it with people. So come hang out. It could be fun. I am going to try and see if I can get maybe some of the kind of funny people, not, you know, the cast proper, because that would be awesome, but maybe some of the other kind of funny community members to see if maybe they'd want to join in and either do like a multi-stream or, which I'm not entirely sure what that is, but we'll find out, and it could be fun. So that's going to do it for the news, though. That's going to do it for the week. I almost went 30 minutes, which I genuinely am surprised by. But, you know, there were 16 matches to read, and that's the majority of what it was. So until next time, everybody, stay safe, be careful, wash your hands, enjoy wrestling. And WrestleMania is this weekend. Come hang out on Twitch as I do my live stream. And yeah, have a good night. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to this. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You all absolutely mean the world to us. Not just me, everybody at Podzilla, everybody, you know, that is involved in anything. And, you know, we genuinely appreciate you letting us into your lives for a little bit every week. So be careful, take care of each other, and we will see you next week in a post-pre-taped, two-night, fanless WrestleMania world.